on a local scene, there are, Nikolai. Like in Yarra Valley, for example, I can supply frozen berries, but on the scale that supermarkets probably be looking for, they have to be orchestrated, I guess, or would have to sort of work up to it.
So there isn't... Is it an issue of not having enough supply, really, that the industry isn't big enough to supply that?
I'm sort of talking about an area of where I haven't got the sort of knowledge or expertise. I'm not quite sure how big the Australian market is for frozen berries, but on a local scene we could supply, but if you're looking at a national outlet like Coles or Woolworths, then it'd have to be, growers like myself would be out of our league.
Do you think the consumers that are going to the supermarket are aware they're buying imports? Do you think they care that they're imports?
I think you're becoming more aware with time. But generally speaking, I suppose they buy on price.
And you mentioned that on that kind of smaller scale, you're doing some frozen fruit.
I can supply the local market here in the Yarra Valley, and I do, Nikolai, like either at farm gate sale or for larger quantities, I'll deliver frozen berries. And like I have, three different types of berry: raspberry, blueberry, and blackberry. And through the summer months, I build up a stock of second-class berries, which I freeze on farm. And then during the winter time, I have the frozen berries available.
It might be a bit of an obvious question, but just to be clear, what's the difference between the second class and the first class?
There's not much difference. They actually grow on the same cane or same plant, and they have the same nutritional value. Probably they taste the same. They may even be a bit more overripe. The reasons why they become second-class berries, I guess, is they're either broken or overripe or they're marked. But basically, if you're going to cook them or puree them or put them in a blender, it doesn't really matter.
And are you seeing much demand?
It's building, for sure. People are becoming more aware of the value of the frozen berry. And like I get rid of all the berries I generate each year before the summer season starts again.
And I guess if we look at that broader picture, as you say, I know it's not entirely your area of expertise, but does part of it come down to cost too, that you're getting at the supermarket, for example, you're paying $5 or $6 for a small punnet of blueberries or $10 for a big kilo bag of the imported stuff? Is that part of the challenge too, that there's just the financial incentive isn't there?
Well, certainly the cost of producing berries in Australia is probably one of the highest cost producers in the world, I'd say, because of their cost of labour. But and that's obviously a factor when you have imported frozen berries, because they're being picked by with labour that's a fraction of what we have to pay to get the same berry picked. Most berries are picked by hand and packed by hand. And so we really can't compete when you get down to $5 or $6 a kilo for frozen berries in the supermarket.
When news like this comes through, do you worry about consumers being put off, that they'll just put everything in the same basket and go, oh, berries, that's dangerous, and cast it aside?
Well, I think if we get the story out there properly, Nikolai, that the local berry grown with Australian conditions, with under Australian sort of quality control, and with our health and safety focus, I would think it's a potential for us to sell more of the local product. Like, people are chasing price, but it comes at a concern about quality
And food safety.
So, like, if you like, everyone realises berries are a good product and they're got nutritional value, if they still want their children to eat berries, then they should be buying Australian berries, I guess.